man. You ever have something read to you? You ever had something preached to you? You ever just seen something over and over again? Or you come to church and one day you come and it just clicks.
Yeah.
I mean, one day something just happens in you, Gavin, and it just clicks in you. And you say, oh, I see that, or I know that. Ever happened to you ever coming to a church? You just come. You may have come a whole lot, but that one day something in you just clicks. Something in you just changes. And man, what the preacher's saying from the Bible, it's really hooking up with you.
Yeah.
I prayed this morning that's what happened with something here. And it's oftentimes with these scriptures that we kind of get familiar with. And God's got a way of taking something, thank you, Brother Ron, that we are so familiar with, we think we know. And man, God really turning the lights on, like Brother Tyler's testimony.
Yeah.
That day down there in North Carolina, he stood up and God turned some things on into him, really sowed something in his heart that he needed to know for himself. God done a work in him, but he needed it for himself, that God sowed that in his heart. And then the process that took place with that. Too many times, dear people, we think salvation is coming in and to a church and fitting into that place and that club down there and some sort of emotional experience, and I'll try my best to hang on, endure to the end. We've heard that all our life. But folks, listen, there's more to salvation than that. God saved you and God wants to do something in your life. Amen. Mark chapter 10, about old Bartimaeus here. I'm going to get on this morning. In verse 46. The Bible said, and they came to Jericho. And as they went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. He just didn't say that one time. He said, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. I prayed before and I don't know what to say, but all I know to say is have mercy on me. You ever pray like that?
Yeah,
God, I don't know what to say. I don't know what to do, but I know this. I need mercy in my life. Amen. Because you're going to need mercy in your life one day, dear friend. I promise you that.
Yes.
You may be laying in the hospital bed, hooked up to machines, and you need some mercy then down there, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
At the time of death, we all need mercy. So,
yes.
This fellow right here was saying, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Many charged him that he should hold his peace. Many should have been charging him to cry out.
That's right.
But unfortunately, many charged him to just hush and sit there. But he cried the more a great deal. I mean, he was making a big scene about himself here. Thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus, the Bible says, stood still. He stopped.
Oh, yeah.
This is the only time in the Bible, I believe in the Gospels, where it's recorded that Jesus stood still. I mean, he just stood still. He come at an attention and just stood there. And commanded him to be called. Now he's calling. Now Jesus is commanding him to be called. That's a big something there we're going to look at. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, be of good comfort. Rise, he calleth thee. And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. Jesus answered and said unto him, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. Jesus said unto him, go thy way, thy faith have made thee whole. Thy faith. Well, what faith? We had enough faith to call out, didn't
right.
we? Where'd he get it from? And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. Oh, blind Bartimaeus, you've been to church all your life. You heard about old blind Bartimaeus. A lost man out here that don't have to go to church has heard of blind Bartimaeus. Everybody knows blind Bartimaeus. The Bible says here that Jesus is a week out from right here in this text. He is a week out, Brother Garrett, from dying on the cross. And out a week out right there, he's making that trip. And Brother Glenn, you could imagine what's on Jesus' mind, what's on Jesus' thoughts, as he's carrying that weight of getting ready to go to the cross. Listen, to die for the sin of the whole world. And the Bible says he's about 20 miles, I believe, past Bethany, the place where he used to visit all the time, Mary and Martha, where he raised Lazarus from the dead. And the Bible says here he's went inside to Jericho, and he's going through Jericho, and he's leaving out of Jericho when we're introduced to Mr. Bartimaeus right here. Blind Bartimaeus. And Brother Jericho was a cursed city to be in, because the Bible said in the book of Joshua, God said, anybody that builds back Jericho after they defeated Jericho, you know the story when they marched around the city 7 days, and on the seventh day, the Bible said that the children of Israel marched around that city seven times, brother. And God said, don't open up your mouth now on that seventh time or any time going around that city. Amen. Just keep your mouth shut and go around that city and blow those horns, and I'm going to give you victory. And it was there, listen, that God caused those walls to go down. And God said, don't never build that city back now. It's a cursed city. Well, they built it back, and it was a vacation resort in the Middle East. I mean, everybody went to Jericho. Of the city of palm trees. It had beautiful running water. Culturally, it was a nice place. It was the Palm Beach of that day. And everybody went to Jericho. So naturally speaking, if you could go to Jericho, Jamie, then you probably had a little money, wouldn't you? Y'all probably had some money in your pocket. So listen, Bartimaeus couldn't go in Jericho. He was banned. But he could sit outside the gate of Jericho, and maybe somebody would feel sorry for him and give him a little money. Now the Bible says in Mark that he's Bartimaeus, Randall, the son of Timaeus. Well, so what? Matthew talks about two blind men, but Mark don't. Mark just says this is Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus. Well, I looked up Timaeus, and guess what it means? It means unclean. And you know what Bartimaeus means? Bartimaeus, his name means son of Timaeus. That's what his name means. So his daddy's name means unclean. And his name means unclean junior. That's what his name means. And what are you saying that for, preacher? I'm saying that cause this. Brother, his ancestry was like this. He was unclean. He was a beggar. And he was blind. And he was banned outside the city because his daddy was unclean. And brother, let me tell you something. I was born unclean because my daddy, I was born unclean. Well, who's your daddy? Your daddy's Charlie Bolin. Oh, he goes further back than that, brother. I was born of my father, Adam. Brother Adam sinned. And brother, that nature of Adam come upon all men. And the Bible says, and nails it down, Greg, pretty good. It says there's none good now. No, not one. And we all come forth from the womb speaking lies. So we're all born into sinners. And brother, here comes old Bartimaeus along, and he's unclean as he could be, and he's outside the gate keying, and he's begging. Brother, he's out there, and he's blind. And you know what they did for blind people in that day? I know it's going to shock some of you, but here's what they did. They made fun of him in that day. Could you imagine him sitting there all day long, brother, in a condition that he couldn't help, and people would go by thinking, I'm better than Bartimaeus, because they could see and may have a little money. You ever seen somebody, listen, they'll think, well, I'm not like the dope head. I'm not like them down at the jail or them on the bridge. I've got a friend, a cold sticker on my Ford or Chevrolet, and I've paid my taxes and been an old good boy in the holler. They just as lost. They just as wicked. They just as depraved. Or the man that sits in church who's morally ain't done nothing wrong. He still thinks he's good, but he looks down his nose now. That Bartimaeus is Tyler. It's set outside the gate and he's begging. And not only, Gert, would they make fun of him, I'm going to tell you something that's really going to shock you. People would make a living off blind Bartimaeus. You say, how would they do that? Well, they'd take him down there and they'd say, hey, let us help you, Bartimaeus. We want to help you out. We don't want to enroll you in this. And we'll get you some money. What are you talking about, Brother Kevin? They'd sit there and say, hey, they would put Bartimaeus out there and they would pray on people's hearts, and they would say, give some money and help this poor blind man out. And Bartimaeus can't see. He can't see what's going on. He can't see who sees him. And so people would give him money, and they might give him a little bit of money, or they might tell him they didn't give him no money, but they made money off of him, brother. That's the same thing goes on today with the lost world, brother. People will profit off somebody and make fun of somebody. somebody that's eat up with sin and he's banned. He can't get in there, brother, and get no help. He's blind Bartimaeus. He's broke. He's a beggar. And he's blind. And he's banned. And he's sitting outside that thing. And there ain't a thing he can do about none of that. Oh, but the Bible says this. But the Bible says this, Brother Tyler, that he heard something. That he heard Jesus was coming around. The Bible said Jesus of Nazareth is coming around. You say, well, how did he hear that? Somebody somewhere must have took something from the sanctuary to the street, because he couldn't even get Randall in the sanctuary. So somebody from a sanctuary must have took something to the street that this old boy could hear. God help us, brother, to take what we get in here, brother, and take out there, because people need to hear something, don't they? No man gets saved apart from hearing the word of God. Brother, you say, I got saved, I didn't hear the word of God. You heard it somewhere along in your life, or God wouldn't even touch you, or God wouldn't even draw you. He may have heard what happened down in Bethany. Hey, some good things happened in Bethany. A man down there got raised from the dead. In Bethany. People got help down in Bethany. And it may have spread down there now where old Bartimaeus is at. So the Bible said he heard something. Now listen, you're sitting here today and you've heard this stuff. And you need some help in your life. And you may be in the same condition as Bartimaeus. You say, well, Brother Kevin, he can't see. Brother, there's a lot of people can't see. Too good. Matter of fact, a lost man can't see nothing. Hey, man, the Bible said in 2 Corinthians, I believe it's chapter 4, brother, verse 4, Brother Gavin, it said, Paul said, if our gospel be hid, it is hid them that are lost, whom the God of this world, who's that? The devil has blinded the minds. Not the eyes now, but the minds. And their eyes are so, their minds are so blinded, brother, that they can't see. Well, they need something to see. That goes with that song we just sung. Send the light. God's got to send the spiritual light down so you can see what you need, brother. Because you and I don't even know what we need. But God knows what we need. But this man heard something, and he created a desire in him to get somewhere where he can get to hold Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
You say, well, why am I even here today? We're here today because there's been a need created in you.
Oh, yeah.
Even as a Christian person, listen, there's needs in us,
brother.
And we need God to turn on the light.
That's right, brother.
Because if God don't turn on the light, we don't see.
Absolutely.
Sure, so here he is, brother. He's ashamed of bad shape that he's in.
Yeah.
And he's blind and he's begging there, Brother Glenn. And he hears that Jesus is coming by there. And it awakens him, brother. Something in him becomes awake. Listen to me. I did not decide, as Brother Tyler said, now today's the day I think I'm going to get saved. No. I think I'm going to wait next week and get saved. No. Something in me got awakened.
Right.
What was it, Brother Kevin? It was a spirit, brother, in a man that wants to know God. And God's got to awaken that thing. Because we all die, Brother Jason, in our father Adam. And God's got to awaken something in us to show us of our need. And so Bartimaeus got awakened something that was in him that he needed in his life. I'm trying to tell you how God's going to send the light down to where he's at. And the Bible says this, that as Jesus passed by. Now watch this. Jesus ain't stopping by. He's passing by, Ken. He's a big difference in that. When somebody passes by and somebody stops
That's
by.
Good,
but what are you saying, Brother Kevin? I'm saying there was just a certain opportunity all the time that he had to get things right.
Amen.
I believe in whosoever will, but not a whosoever will.
That's right. Amen.
Are you listening?
Amen, Brother Kevin.
You ain't going to decide that today I'm going to get right or tomorrow I'm going to get right. It ain't whosoever, brother. It's whenever God's calling and God's waking up something in you, then that's when you can get right. That's when God's ready to send a light to you and to show you, Brother Pokey, what you stand in need of. And dear Christian friend, if you ever been like me and you messed up your fellowship with the Lord, and we all have, brother,
amen,
listen to me. You've got to get things right with God, don't you?
Right.
How do you get things right with God, buddy? God's got to give you the permission to get things right with Him. And it's always on God's terms and never on ours.
That's right.
Watch this, Tyler. He's sitting there, and he hears Jesus is passing by.
Oh yeah.
Now, obviously, brother Jamie, Jesus had been through town, and he's leaving town, and old Bartimaeus didn't even get a hold of him.
Hey, man.
So he starts yelling, "Jesus of Nazareth." That ain't what he said. Now, that's not what he said. They said Jesus. They said, "Who's come by?" Something in him said, "Jesus." Jesus of Nazareth come by. He said, "Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me."
Yeah.
"Jesus, thou son of David." He didn't say Jesus of Nazareth.
No.
He said, "Jesus, thou son of David."
Amen.
Now, I read the book of Mark, and I double checked, triple checked myself. He's the only person I find, Tyler, that says that. He's the only person, Gavin, that says that. Nobody else says that but Bartimaeus, who's blind, by the way. But he sees more as a blind man than some people with their eyes open see.
Amen.
Are you listening to me?
Amen.
He said, "Who's coming by?" He said, "Jesus of Nazareth." When Jesus is passing by, I don't see nowhere in there where Jesus says anything or anything, but he had heard of him. But Jesus is passing by, so something in that man is saying Jesus is passing by. How do you know that, Bartimaeus? I don't know, but I know he's close here. He's got to be somewhere here. So I'm just going to cry out. Maybe you're here this morning. You say, "I don't know where he's at." Well, just cry out. Just cry out, and I believe he'll come to you. I believe he'll stop and have you brought to him.
Amen. Amen. Amen, brother.
Are you listening to me?
Amen.
Good word.
You said, "If I can find God," well, you can't. He's got to find you.
Yeah,
if he's going to find you, he's got to pass by where you at.
That's right.
And if he's going to pass by where you're at, he's got to create a need in you.
Amen.
He's got to create a need in you.
Amen.
So if you're sitting here today and you say, "Well, I don't know why I'm even here. I don't know. I'm going to say this. I'm going to say everybody in here has got some needs.
Yes.
I'm going to say in here somebody's got some troubles.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to say in here somebody's got some things. We all got some things going on in our life.
Oh, yeah,
don't.
Right here, me.
And God's created that need.
Hey,
God
man.
Showed you that awareness. And God's passing by. And you say, "I don't even know, Brother Kevin, how to say this. I don't even know what to do. But all I know is I've heard this." Somewhere along the line he heard, "Jesus, thou son of David." Not Jesus of Nazareth. He said, "Jesus, thou son of David." Later on in this, he's going to say, "Lord." Gavin, he's going to say, "Jesus." Meaning he knows that name means salvation. And I surely need salvation.
Amen.
And then he's going to say, "Thou son of David." You know what that means? That means he's after the kingship of King David, or his coronation. And Lord means domination. He said, "Lord Jesus, I know you got the salvation and the coronation, and you're in total domination of everything in my life." Amen.
Amen.
God's in total control. Amen.
Oh, yeah.
He needs the lights into him.
Amen.
He needs to understand, don't he? Listen to me, you're in your loss, you don't understand. And when your mind's darkened, you don't understand. And you're blind. And blind people say things like this: "I don't see."
Yeah. Right.
Ain't that what they say?
Yeah.
They say, "I don't see. I don't see." When you was lost, you'd say, "I don't see why this is going on in the world."
Yeah.
"I don't see why this is happening to me. I don't see why I'm being treated this way.
Oh, yeah.
I don't see how come this has worked out like this in my life." Because you're blind.
That's right.
Amen.
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 You say things like, "I don't see why you have to go to church all the time." It don't take all that, Randall, to go to church all the time. Once a month, it'll be flying for you. Son, I don't see why you want to go on Wednesday night. I don't see why she wants to go over and teach on Wednesday. To them kids, maybe rolling her eyes. I don't see, Jamie, why you want to go over. I don't see, Penny, why you want to go over them kids. I don't see no sense in that. That's just a bunch of foolishness. Well, they're not even paying attention to you anyway. But she goes over and you folks go over, don't you? I don't see, Brother Kevin, why you got to go all the time and do that stuff. I don't see all that. You know why you can't see? Because you're blind.
That's right, brother.
I don't see why sicknesses come to people and they have to die. I don't see why all these tragedies happen. You know why you don't see that? Because you're blind, brother. And you need the light. But Bartimaeus said this. He said, Lord, Jesus, have mercy on me. He knew who Jesus was, didn't he? And he's appealing to the very mercy. He's appealing to the very compassion and the very care of our Lord Jesus Christ. And let me tell you something, dear friend. Today, you'll never ever go wrong appealing to the mercy and appealing to the compassion and the love of the Lord Jesus Christ. For I find it's the first time and only time in the Gospels where he just stopped and stood still. God done something amazing in Jericho. He caused the sun to stand still on Joshua. He caused the sun to stand still. He just done it that one time. He can do it.
That's right.
And he caused his son to stand still here in Jericho for a lost man.
Amen.
Watch this now. Wait, but he just done it this one time. Watch this. I'm going to show you something here. Could God stop the sun every day?
Yeah.
Well, if we want to, good.
Yeah.
Huh?
Oh, Lord, yeah.
Could he do it, Gavin?
Amen.
Could he, Randall, could God right now bring out the sun and make it 10 minutes, 95 degrees out there? But the weatherman said, could God do that? I believe we all can say God can do it. Would everybody in here agree with me that God can do whatever he wants to do?
Yes, he can.
Do you believe that today?
Amen.
He can do whatever he wants to do, can't
he? Amen.
But see, look here. I don't have a problem. Sister Penny, Brother Jason, believe what God can do. I want to know what God will do.
That's right.
There you go.
Listen to me now. Big difference on what God can do and what God will do.
That's right, brother. Amen.
Now, if I run into a man out here and he's going to buy drugs, and I know he's going to buy drugs, and I got an extra $10 in my pocket, and he said, Brother Kevin, will you give me $10? I can give him $10.
I ain't going to.
But I ain't going to.
Amen.
I can do it, but and somebody might go to him and say, now look, Brother Kevin, he can give you 10, but he won't. I just know he won't do it.
Yeah. Waste
your
time.
I mean, he ain't gonna do it. And I'm using that as an example.
Amen.
Because there's things that I can do that I ain't gonna do.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Right. God works like this. He can do what he wants, but I want to know what he will do.
Amen. Good, Kevin.
So he goes, so he's crying out to Jesus because he believes he can get his sight back.
That's right.
Brother, if he can get a hold of Jesus. And so Jesus, Brother Tyler, stops on Jericho Road. And listen, he says, calls him to him. Listen to me. Bartimaeus heard two kinds of different calls. Do you know that? Just like me and you have.
Yes.
It was the day I sat in church, and I heard a gospel call.
Amen.
And it didn't matter. They could preach that. I'd go out there and make fun of them.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't care. Had no desire, no interest whatsoever. That's just a common call. Preacher call. It didn't move me a bit. I'd sit there and been respectful. And listen, but there was another time I got a personal call.
Amen. Amen.
And that's what happened to Bartimaeus.
Amen.
See, he had heard the common call. But when the personal call come, but he got personal.
Oh, yeah.
And obviously the crowd was there and they wasn't too moved, was it? You know, they had problems in their life too. They're saying, this hush over here now, you don't need all that. You don't need to come on down and do all that. You old thing, just sit there and hush. But he cried out the more. Why? Because the common call, brother, it turned personal in his life. And someday, listen to me, I pray you're here today and you may come and come and come. But one day that common call, but it gets real personal to you. Huh? It gets real personal to you. Matter of fact, the Christians, early Christians, was called saints. You know that, don't you? They were separated out. One of the names for the early Christian was the called out ones, the assembly. Matter of fact, Romans 1:7, he calls them the called out saints. You're here today saved by God's grace. One day you heard a call, brother. And that's what's happening to Bartimaeus right here, Bubby. Brother, he heard about him, but now Jesus is calling him. And that call is a personal call, a right to Bartimaeus, and he needs to get to Jesus. And I believe this morning, God's making a call real personal to some of you.
Amen.
Now I'm going to show you something real. Right here. There's two questions asked in this chapter. I've never seen this before. Two questions asked. Jesus says, what will thou that I should do unto thee? Now, if you look up here at his disciples in verse 36, he says the same thing to his disciples. He said, What should ye that I should do for you? So in this chapter, he asks a question to two different groups of people. And he asks the same question.
Amen.
Now here's a blind man. Use your imagination now. Everybody in town calls him Blind Bartimaeus. That's what he's known for. Blind. And he's blind. And Gerd, he goes to Jesus. Jesus has him called. Jesus gives him a personal call. And then Jesus stops and looks at him and says, "What do you want me to do for you?" Well, duh. Ain't it obvious, Greg? He's blind. I mean, it's obvious, Jesus, this man's blind. But listen to me. He's a beggar too, ain't he?
Right.
And he's outside the gate, ain't he?
Yeah, he won't know if he...
He won't know if he knew he's blind.
That's right.
Yeah.
Amen.
He wanted to see if he knew he was blind.
Yeah.
Now, here's the problem with people right here. Jesus will call them, and they have a hard time seeing what they really are.
Yeah.
Amen.
Seeing what the real need is in their life.
Yeah, that's true.
Uh-huh. Because Jesus said, what would that I have that I should do for you? What do you want me to do for you, buddy? And because he asked his disciples this, he turned around, he heard them talking, and they was talking about sitting on his right hand and one on his left hand, being in his kingdom. Jesus heard them talking about that, and he turned around and said, what do you want me to do for you? He knew what they're talking about. And one of them said, Lord, that I can sit on your right hand in your kingdom, and I can sit on your left hand. Jesus said, you don't even know what you're even asking about. You don't even know what you're talking about. He said, all right, if you want to do that, are you willing to take of the cup that I'm about ready to drink out of? Are you willing to take of that? That I'm about? They said, I am, Lord.
Yeah.
They spoke out of ignorance.
Lord,
they didn't know what it was going on.
Lord.
And Jesus knew that. And Jesus just went ahead and went away from that. And he done the same thing with Bartimaeus. To see if Bartimaeus knew what Bartimaeus needed.
Amen,
right.
Amen.
See, people can come to church, Bubby, and they can hear preaching, but until the Lord reveals to them, gives them sight to see their own self, they don't get no help. Are you listening to me this morning? That's one thing that the light does, Glenn. It shows us ourselves.
Yeah.
Because we like to look at everybody else.
Yeah,
we do. Yeah.
Oh, we got enough light to see Keegan's problems.
Right.
Huh? Uh-huh. We got enough light to see everybody else's problems. We got enough light to see the world's problems and what they need to do. Like if they would get fixed, it would fix me. But the Lord don't work that way. He says, what do you need? What do you need? Can you admit to what's wrong in your life? He said, listen, he's what Jesus is saying. In just good old East Kentucky way, can you admit what's wrong with you is the real need in your life? Amen.
Amen.
Huh? The Lord won't save nobody till they get to that place, period.
Right.
And here's the thing about the Lord, Tyler. We're so ignorant. He's got to show us that. Everybody in town knew Blind Bartimaeus was blind. His family knew he was blind. He was nicknamed was Blind Bartimaeus. Everybody else knew. They want to make sure Bartimaeus knew.
Right.
Huh? Listen to me. Everybody else around you can see what's going on. Everybody else can tell you what's going on. But until God shines the light, brother, and sends the light and shows you what it is, you'll stay in darkness and blindness.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Are you listening to me this morning? That's what blind Bartimaeus is doing. Jesus said, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? And the blind man said unto him, Lord. Nobody else was calling him Lord. He said, Lord, that I may receive thy sight. And before Jesus gave him his sight, here's what he said. Go thy way. But Lord, where's my sight? Just go thy way, son. Thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight. Once his will was loosed, where he could follow after the Lord, immediately he seen what was wrong with him. And the Bible says that he cast away his garment. We pass over that. Don't know what that means. That garment meant a whole lot to Bartimaeus as a beggar, brother. It covered him up out there. It protected him. It was kind of his security blanket. You ever seen a baby have a security blanket and carry it around? That gives him security. But he didn't need to hang on that blanket no more. He just threw it on down and said, I don't need that. I just need Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
That's what the Lord does for you. When he turns the lights on.
Amen.
The Bible said he followed after Jesus. And he wasn't blind no more. I'm led to believe now when he went down there out of Jericho, we run into a little old short man named Zacchaeus. I can't help that. The Bible says in Matthew that they praised God, they glorified God. Glenn, I can't help but think in my mind that when old Bartimaeus got down there close to Zacchaeus, where he collected all that money, that he felt kind of good. Yeah, I believe he had his hands up, brother. I believe he was shouting a victory, don't you? Why? Because he was blind, brother. And now he's following Jesus. I believe it got everybody's attention, don't you? Because the Bible says here, because of that in Matthew, that people began to glorify the Lord because of what happened in Bartimaeus' life. And when God sends you the light and you see yourself and you cast away things that you're holding on to, brother God, people will see that in you and it'll glorify the Lord. Amen. But he followed after Jesus and finished this race right here. God, send the light. Send the light. The blessed gospel light. Let it shine. Now listen, I don't know who need that message. Maybe somebody's going to listen on sermon audio or Facebook. I don't know. But I need that message.
Yeah, I need it.
Because sometimes God does me, Brother Randall, like he done Bartimaeus.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'll pray and I'll say, I got this need. And then when I feel like God is speaking to me, he said, what do you want me to do? And I'm like, Lord, I've been praying about this.
Amen.
Huh? Am I not saying it right? Am I not framing this right? He said, no. And then he just, no, because you really don't know what you need yet. Huh?
Oh, yeah.
Huh? God's got to turn the light on for me to see what I need. Really need. And somebody else can tell me what I need. And I don't see it. No. And somebody else is there. And you know, but when God shows you what you need and God shows you that, you say, I see that. Right. And you throw away all your little security blankets that you hang on to.
Yeah.
Your bad profession or your baptismal certificates or some person you're hanging on to or mommy's coattails or daddy's coattails or some kind of, you throw $20 in a plate. I don't know what it is that people hang on to. But when you really see that, you'll throw that old mess away and you'll follow the Lord Jesus Christ. But what are you saying? I'm saying I can't articulate that to you with words. I can't write a letter and give it to you where you'll say, I'll see. I'm saying something supernatural. It's got to come from on high and shine into your heart and turn the lights on for you to see yourself.
Amen.
That's how you got saved.
Yeah.
That's how you got saved. And after you're saved, that's how we see.
Right.
The gospel light has got to go in so we can see. Let's stand this morning. Amazing Grace. In that song, old John Newton, who wrote that song, was a slave trader. What's he said? I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind.